I guess we're all aware of the problems there are in our community with being overweight and obesity. Of course, we hear media reports about it all the time. We also know how big the weight loss industry is. There's fad diets right now, I guess. Well, they would disagree with it being called a fad, but paleo is very popular, and we talk about that quite a lot, actually. So I thought it was worth exploring. We're fortunate enough to have here in our own workplace someone who's undergone a massive weight loss program, or period, I guess, is the way to put it. You know his voice very well. Fine young man. His name is Ryan Miller, and Ryan's agreed to come on and talk about his weight loss phase in his life. G'day, Ryan.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Are you nervous or reluctant a little bit to come on and talk about what is an intensely private matter, really?
Well, not necessarily. I've spoken about it once or twice before when I was on the Breakfast Show panelling for them.
We don't talk about the Breakfast Show.
But that has been mentioned there.
This afternoon.
The legendary Graham Mabry, when he was on.
We're allowed to talk about Graham.
Yes, I did speak to him once about it. But, I'm pretty open with it. A lot of people mm-hmm. ask me when they find out how I lost the weight and why I did it, then I do get a few questions. But I have to stress as well, I'm not a dietitian. This is just the way I did it that made sense and worked for me.
All right, let's not beat around the bush anymore. What was your max weight in your life?
The heaviest that I know I got to was 121 kilos.
And how high are you?
I'm 180.
How tall? What a stupid question. How high are you? I'm really high. I'm standing on a chair. How tall are you, Ryan?
I'm 186 centimetres.
Okay, so that's about 6'2". You're 6'2"?
Yes, just bordering on 6'2". Uh-huh. And to put 121 kilos into perspective, that's the current weight of Aaron Sandilands. And we know how big he is.
Yeah, he's 7'1", you're 6'2". And you're how old were you when you were 121 kilograms?
Let's see, that would have been 2010. So that's 5 years ago, so it would have been 18.
That makes you 23 now.
Yes,
and
it does.
What is your current weight?
Current weight's around 75 kilos.
Wow. So that's pretty significant, isn't it? 25, 46 kilograms.
It was 50 for a while. I got down to 69 kilos, which was unhealthy for my height.
Yep.
And then I kind of relaxed a little bit and just made sure I leveled out my diet and the amount of exercise I was doing to get back to a normal weight for my height, because it's not the best way to classify yourself weight-wise, but the BMI scale, of course, which we know is flawed, but the body mass index. Originally, I was obese class 2, and I got down to normal, almost underweight for a little bit, so I made sure to get myself back in.
Why is the BMI, the body mass index, flawed?
It's flawed to an extent because, especially in women and athletes, it doesn't take into account muscle mass, which, of course, muscle weighs more than fat. And then also with women, different body shapes. So if you have larger breasts or you have larger hips, then that certainly comes into account. Even men with larger hips, it can affect differently because of the way the body is proportioned.
Okay. So you went from 121 kilograms as an 18-year-old, and then you went down to 69 kilograms. Over what time frame did you lose that weight?
That was about a year and a half.
That sounds like a lot to lose in a pretty short space of time, to me.
It was. I think maybe the thing that I had to my advantage is my age as well. As you get older, it is harder to lose that extra bit of weight. And maybe the fact that I was at uni and I had a bit of spare time and a lot more time to work out also helped. I think it's pretty indicative of how many calories I was consuming and how little exercise I was doing to make up for the calorie intake. And that's a huge part of, I think, how I lost the weight, was making sure to find that balance, to lose enough weight by consuming less, because I was consuming a lot of food.
I'll get onto that in a moment.
And to do enough exercise to also counterbalance that, to make sure that I lost the weight.
Were you always a big kid? Well, were you always, when you speak to your family, were you a chubby kid, then a quite big through primary school?
See, it's funny because I always went through stages where I would have summer and I wouldn't play much sport, maybe a bit of water polo, but not high intensity sport. And then I'd kind of balloon out because I like an ice cream during summer. Who doesn't?
Yep.
And then it would get to footy season. I'd start running, I'd do a pre-season, and I'd get quite fit, become quite athletic, and then it'd just fade away as soon as footy season finished. So I was always carrying a little bit of extra weight, but nothing that would have caused the concern once I got to about 5 years ago.
Okay. When you were at that peak, that you know, around the 120, or even when you're over 100 kilograms, how did people treat you? Were people mean? Did people tease? How did it affect you?
At primary school and a little bit here and there in high school, I did cop the old fat jibe, but I never worried about it too much. I knew that there was probably, I could lose some weight, but it never concerned me because at the time at school, I was just there to have bit of fun more than to learn, as we've heard from my results with a math test recently.
What did you get again?
30%? Yeah, something like that.
And year 7 maths, wasn't it?
Year 9, thanks, okay. Billy.
Sorry.
A bit harder.
That sounds so much better.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I wasn't really focused on that. Once you turn 18, it's drinking and stuff, so your mind doesn't slip onto those side of things, and kind of health goes by the wayside unless you're focused on it.
Well, let me ask you then. You said that you used to eat a lot and not exercise much. No, seriously, what is a lot? And what sort of food were you eating that led to you ending up being 121 kilograms?
I'll give you an example of what. It wasn't so much, it was portion size as well, but it was more the individual things that I was eating. So I'll give you an idea of one day of school when I would go to school, because I did a school-based traineeship in year 12 in radio, and then the days that I was at school. For recess, I would have a 600ml Mocha Chill, coupled with 2 McCain's Pizza Pockets.
Yep.
For lunch, I would then have the same.
Yep. Another 600ml chocolate as well?
Yep.
And then the two
pizza
subs,
pockets,
or whatever they're called.
Yeah. And then on the way home, because I had my license in year 12, I would drive on my way back with a mate who lived down the road, so I'd give him a lift. We'd go through McDonald's. I would get a large frozen Coke, 3 chicken dippers, and a McFlurry, and I would eat that on the way home. Then I'd have at least 2 servings of whatever mum made at dinner, which would normally be healthy, but given the amount that I was consuming and the fact that I wasn't doing any exercise, it quickly ballooned out.
Did your mate have the same?
He would have probably just a frozen Coke or maybe a burger or something, but he wasn't a big eater and he always had a packed lunch. Mum packed my lunch up until about year 12, and then she kind of said it's your responsibility to look after yourself with what you choose to eat.
As you put on weight, what was the reaction of your family? Do they try and have a talk to you, or do they leave you to your own devices?
No, see, that's the thing. It was because I was taller and I've got quite broad shoulders, I carried it quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until the weight really came off my face later that people realised how much bigger I was. And when you see comparison photos of 2009, 2010 to now, that you really go back and go, well, he was pretty big. Like, I could carry it during school.
Yeah.
It wasn't until that first year after I left school that I really stacked things on.
Do you recall a moment in your life or an incident that happened or a comment that someone made that was a trigger for you to say, hey, no, I'm not happy with where I'm at right now. I need to do something about it?
There's two. The first one was I went to Southbound, the music festival down in Busselton.
Yep.
I was there with a couple of friends and I was trying to go to sleep and was having some chest pains. And, of course, that straight away sparks a bit of concern.
So you're 21, 22?
I was 20 at the time.
20.
Yeah, about to start uni. 19. Just turned 19. Bit of chest pains, about to go to uni as well, and I had a lot of stress on my mind. So I had a thing called a situational crisis, which is where you bubble things up inside. There's a whole lot of issues. I was drinking too much, and it all kind of came to a head, plus the chest pains. And I wouldn't say didn't have a nervous breakdown, didn't have a mental breakdown. It was just too much. So I went to the doctor to go and, you know, sort things out, and he sat me down and he said, well, the chest pains are you've got asthma. And that obviously can be genetic, but my whole life I'd not had it up until the age of 19. So there I am, age of 19, 121 kilos, sitting in the doctor's office, a total mental mess. And he said, well, you're about to start uni. You know, you've got to start, you'll start feeling better mentally by being better physically. And so he said, you've got to get out there and get fit. And it also clicked in my mind, I'm about to start uni and I'm a single man and I'm 121 kilos.
Yep.
It's a lot harder to you know, maybe be a bit more attractive to the members of the opposite sex.
Yep.
I'm starting adulthood and I'm heading towards, you know, a couple of, you know, 8-9 years time, whatever age it may be, towards having kids. And so it all sparked in my mind the idea, well, if I want to be a dad that can run around with my kids in 9 or 10 years time.
So you were thinking about that when you were 20?
Yeah. I thought if I keep going on the path I'm going on, then I'm going to be one of those dads that can't run around because I've got sore knees and I'm too fat and I'm asthmatic, or I can do something about it now, set up my life to be healthy during that developmental period and get on the right track.
So you dropped 46 kilograms, or more than 46 kilograms, in fact, almost over 50 kilograms in 18 months. Now, I'm not sure what the advice is with about how quickly you should lose that amount of weight, but how did you achieve that? What did you do? I mean, first, I remember you telling me before that you eliminated alcohol for a long period. Was that during the weight loss?
That came later. Well?
That was later. So how did you do it?
Well, first month or so, which in the first month and a half, I think I lost about 10 kilos, I did low-impact stuff. So I jumped on the exercise bike. Mm-hmm. I did a bit of boxing, because the last thing you want to do is go straight into an intense activity, because then you end up with injuries, knee injuries and whatnot, because you're carrying extra weight that your body can't handle.
And that's a vicious cycle, I reckon, that a lot of people trying to lose weight fall into. They go too hard early, then do their knee, then they can't train anymore, then they get upset, then they eat more.
And it goes back the other way. And so for me, it was cutting down serving size, getting fresh fruit and vegetables in, and slowly cutting down the portion size, so not cutting it off dramatically. So all of a sudden you've gone from, you know, maybe three meals in one sitting to like half a meal. Yeah. But I mean, for example, I was eating a foot long and a half if I was going to Subway.
Yep.
Be logical, go down to a foot long, and now I'm eating 6 inches and I'm happy to go with that. But it was low impact stuff. First couple of months
I just had to clarify, we're talking Subway there, Subway. Everyone. All right.
Belly, please.
I couldn't help it.
Once the first 10, 15 kilos dropped off, I started running, got more into doing weights and light weights to do cardiovascular stuff, and started playing cricket.
Yeah. It's an inspirational story. I mean that genuinely. I mean, I work next to you every day, and I really appreciate you coming on, because there's a lot of people out there that would be possibly hoping to go through a similar thing, might have been through it themselves. What about the reaction of your family when, you know, in that first month, 10 kilograms come off?
It wasn't as hugely noticeable, but they noticed how much more exercise I was doing and how I was eating, and they got quite supportive. Friends as well didn't notice it as much, but one of my friends during this period, he went on exchange, and it wasn't until he got back that he noticed it, and it wasn't until he got back that I stopped drinking, and then I stopped drinking for about 2 years, and that's where the remaining weight fell away. And so I wasn't drinking any soft drink. I wasn't doing all that. It sounds extreme, but the other reason was I was getting heartburn because of what I was eating. It was giving me other health, you know, things that were kicking me in the pants every time. And I thought, well, if I wanted to keep drinking coffee, beer and soft drinks, got to go.
Okay. So are you confident that you will always stay within the weight range that for the next 10 years or so? Things change as you get a little bit older, but are you confident that you're going to be able to keep where you're at?
I hope so, but it's pretty difficult. It is difficult. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, too confident and say, yeah, I'll be this way the rest of my life, because, no, I think it's a fallacy to feel that way. I think as long as I maintain the way I'm eating at the moment, which is a nice balance, and do some form of physical activity, then I can do it. But anything can happen. An accident could happen. I could hurt my knee at footy this weekend. Fingers crossed it doesn't happen. And then all of a sudden, a couple of kilos may come on.
It's a great story, an inspirational story. Thanks so much for sharing it with us, Ryan.
Thanks, Belly.
There's Ryan Miller, who works next to me here at 6PR. And an incredible story, 121 kilograms to 69 kilograms in about 18 months through a combination of eating healthy. And there's no sort of fat in there, anything. There's no extreme sorts of diets in there. It is more about eating healthily, exercise, sizing and portion control. So there you have it. When it is all said and done, I think that's the key to losing weight, and hopefully some of you out there have been able to achieve similar sorts of things to what Ryan has. Ryan Miller, fascinating story.